Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference.
Hey, Father's Day is over, and you know we had some great deals that were going through the weekend. However, let's keep the ball rolling, so to speak. Look, our friends at CV Sciences, you know they're the people that bring you the Plus CBD oil, which is, as far as we know, the number two producing CBD oil in the world. And it is also the only one that we know of that has a double-blind study that proves that their CBD oils work. So with that said, if you want to save 20% on any of their products at the coupon area at checkout at pluscbdoil.com, if you will put in the word TALK in capital letters, T-A-L-K in capital letters, you can get 20% off. So that's pluscbdoil.com.
And also, we still have a special running on powersofph.com is the website, the pH product. You go to the checkout line, and at the counter there, you put in the word COVID, C-O-V-I-D, and you're going to get 25% off the product. And we've talked a lot about how great this product is and how well it works with people, and we get all kinds of testimonies with things that we never dreamt were possible with this product. So don't miss out. Go to powersofph.com and the checkout coupon, you put COVID, C-O-V-I-D, and you get 25% off.
Yeah, so remember, this is for a limited time only, so do not hesitate. And also, look, we consider these foundational products. You know, in these times where people could use a little calm, they could use a little nervous steadiness, both of these products are really going to help. The Power pH is anti-inflammatory. If you go to powersofph.com, look in the science section or just look at some of the resource material there, and you're going to get some great explanations for what it does. And, of course, I would go to the Facebook of CV Sciences, which is pluscbdoil.com. So facebook.com/pluscbdoil, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, well, if you haven't guessed it, spiritual rebels are some of our favorite people on Conscious Talk. And we've often commented on the number of guests that feel the way we do. Black sheep in our families, and proud of it. And we'll talk to Sarah Bowen. She's a multi-faith spiritual educator, as well as an aspiring Jedi. Of course, her book entitled Spiritual Rebel, A Positively Addictive Guide to Finding Deeper Perspective and Higher Purpose. And the Jedi part, well, you'll want to hear that for yourself. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Sarah Bowen. Now, she has a wonderful book out there called Spiritual Rebel, A Positively Addictive Guide to Finding Deeper Perspective and Higher Purpose. She's an award-winning author, a multi-faith spiritual educator, and an inspired speaker, and I love this, and aspiring Jedi. So we're going to find out what that's all about. Sarah, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much, Brenda and Rob. It's great to be here.
So let's start off with the title of your book, which we love. What, in fact, is a spiritual rabbi, rebel or Jedi?
And maybe we could call it a rabbi.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, sure. You know, hey, it's all about looking, reframing and redeframing the words that we use. So that's a great new one. I think for me, a spiritual rebel is someone who refuses to be pigeonholed. Mm-hmm. So there's a piece in there of, you know, being able to have the own responsibility for your own path, for having that discernment, and for having the courage, I like to say, the courage and the curiosity to look at what's available to you and figure out what really works to help you have deeper perspective and higher purpose. Those are the two pieces for me that really go into our spirituality.
Yeah. Well,
the Jedi piece, I think is a holdover from being born in the 1970s. As a preacher's kid who was raised on Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And so there was something for me in that very kind of Joseph Campbell way where pop culture and ancient myths and text kind of merged and melded together. And as I grew up, I learned other words for the force of the Jedi. I learned about Tao and spirit and universal energy and all these kind of things. But even though I'm now a woman in her 40s, I still hold on to that kind of mystical, magical little piece of the force that I was introduced to when I was 7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you were born in the 60s, it would be holy chi Batman, you know.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it's funny, Rob, because when I was writing Spiritual Rebel, I reached out to a lot of people on social media and personally and said, you know, who are your favorite rebels? And it was interesting how much we mix some of those that are in what we would call kind of the fantasy world, mm-hmm. and some of those that are in the real world, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But why these people are important to us, why we have heroes and heroines and inspirations. And Batman shows up there every once in a while, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, being an outside of the box kind of person or somebody who doesn't want to be pigeonholed, what's your view of spirituality?
That's an excellent question.
And a big one.
It is a big question. Yeah. And I think it's a personal answer. But for me, it's two pieces. It's the deeper perspective, which means how can I make sure that I'm looking at a worldview that's a little bigger than just what Sarah wants in any given moment. Mm. So, for example, it's more than just about, you know, kind of my daily life. What is that deeper perspective? And that comes for me through spiritual practice. It comes through being in Sangha or being in relationship with other people. And there's a whole different piece of that. And then there's a second thing, which is higher purpose. And for me, that shows up through the word seva, through selfless service, through, you know, kind of what am I here to do? What is my work here to make sure that I don't have just me spirituality, but that I'm helping create we spirituality? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real big piece for me right now as we're, you know, we all come in, many of us come in through wellness. We come in through wanting ourselves to be healthy. These are super important things. I have addiction in my story. I know how important it is to have wellness. But if I just stop with my own, I'm kind of robbing the rest of us of what can happen when we're looking out past ourselves. So for spirituality, for me, has a lot of we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's I've been thinking about that a lot, too. It's a really interesting perspective because I'm one that, you know, follows this idea of that underneath it all is that urge to unite. And it's just how we express it. We're feeling the energy. We're living in these energies. And people express them differently. Different generations express it differently. And that, okay, to me, is part of the evolutionary process. When I look at, you know, when cell phones and social media and all of that first came out, because we're old enough to remember when it wasn't around, mm-hmm. It seemed to a lot of people they reacted negatively because of what's happening on the surface, but it really is another expression of what's happening underneath. We're organizing around a different concept, but it's the same concept we've always had. Does that make sense to you?
That resonates deeply with me, Rob. I am a graduate of One Spirit Interfaith Seminary in New York, and I also actually teach on the faculty now there as well. And that school comes from a perspective of what's called interspirituality, and which is not a path, but it's a perspective, so it can be overlaid onto all sorts of other things. But the idea is that underneath all of our spiritual traditions, we really have three things we're looking for. We're looking for peace, right? We're looking for compassionate service, or, you know, that piece of taking care of each other. And we're looking at stewardship of the planet, of this creation, of this whatever that we live with. And so we have these underlying values and these underlying ideas underneath. And it makes sense that we express them differently. You know, I always like to say, we don't all like vanilla ice cream, right?
Right on.
That's why Baskin-Robbins has 32,000 flavors now, however many flavors of ice cream we have, right? We don't all have the same hair color. We don't like the same movies. Some of us are dog people. Some of us are cat people. You know, how do we expect that we would all buy into one singular religion? Right? We have diversity. We were built with diversity. But underneath it, like you say, Rob, there's some core common elements, right? Just like underneath ice cream, there's some core ingredients that, go into it. I prefer the non-dairy ones myself, but we have diversity in that as well.
Right. And one of the interesting things about how we classify everything, Sarah, you know, our belief is, and we practice, nothing has meaning until we assign it meaning. That right there, we have these commonalities, which I believe, and I know when we have clients almost all the time, if I ask them, what do you really want? Almost every time they will say peace. They want peace. That's one commonality that I think runs through most of humanity, that they do want peace. They want joy to be part of their life. They want to be happier. Yes, they want to be abundant, but we have these commonalities and they are basic, I think, values. And then we have a million different parts and a different ways of expressing. And it's one of the reasons I loved your book so much is because Rob and I would probably consider ourselves spiritual rebels as well. We kind of toot our horn to a different tune than a lot of people.
Yeah, black sheep, many would say.
Yes, <you know. laughs> but nonetheless, and part of what you included in your book, which I loved, was, you know, characters like Obi-Wan Kenobi and the lion, the witch in the wardrobe, Wonder Woman, all of these different characters. So tell me, why did you find inspiration in these?
Well, I think that these are the stories that were first told. And they're the ones that seem to sink into us. I read this fascinating article last week that said in the development of AI now, that one of the things they're trying to do to teach AI morals or create ethical codes is they are reading them stories. And then they determine, after they've read the story and ask them some questions about what would you do in a certain situation, if they've gotten it from the story. So I think we're told these stories and they resonate with us. And they're about people who are doing kind of epic things. They're things that we might aspire to. They're a little larger than life. And a lot of our sacred stories are too. But I think sometimes the stories that are written for us as children just tap us a little differently. They kind of, they're wonder-filled in some ways. They may deal a little more with things that apply to us as children as opposed to some of our sacred texts, which are wonderful. I'm a book geek across the board on everything. But sometimes the morals of the lessons are a little nuanced in there, or they need a little study, or, you know, they need a little interpretation, or the books are just really, really big.
Let's hold that thought, and we'll get into the rest of that when we come back from this break. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be right back.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts, eat strategically, and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. This is Conscious Talk. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we know many of you, if not most of you, are in your car. You're on your way to work, or, you know, maybe you're getting ready for work. And since most of our audience is female, and not to say that everybody's got to wear makeup, because God knows I don't feel that way. But Brenda might, you know, you don't want to smudge that whatever you're putting around your eyes, and you can't write things down. So every guest has a guest page. Just put their name in the search engine. You'll find their page. You'll find their information, a link to their site, a link to their book, to Amazon, if that's where they have it. And voila, all the information you need and how to connect with these folks. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our very special guest today is Sarah Bowen. And she wrote Spiritual Rebel. It's a positively addictive guide to finding deeper perspective and higher purpose. And we had mentioned the characters, some of them that you write about in the book, like Obi-Wan Kenobi and the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe and Wonder Woman, and why these characters have inspired you. And we wanted you to kind of wrap that up for us.
Yeah, and I think underneath all of those characters are these beautiful archetypes, mm-hmm. right? They're these beautiful characters that are kind of timeless and universal, but come to us in a way that's specific to our generation or specific mm-hmm. to our culture or our place. So it gives us a story, gives us something to co-create. I know you guys talk a lot about co-creation mm-hmm. on the show, mm-hmm. but it gives us something where we feel like that story is in some way our story too. And I think that's the power of it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You were born a preacher's kid. And one of the things, now, I don't know what that relationship was like for you, whether that's kind of your path or whether you felt your path was the opposite one, which I kind of have somewhat of an inkling of. But, you know, we've always said when people talk about how dysfunctional their families are, you know, they complain about their parents, et cetera, we always look at the function of families as dysfunction because it helps define who you're not, which is a necessary thing in the beginning. And then the stories that we hear, the stories that we get involved with, the ones that move us, help to define who we are. So does that sound like a familiar path to you?
I love that, Rob. It is. I think we learn what's important to us and we learn what's not important to us through these stories, through trying different things on. That was my experience. I had a wonderful father. It was not the kind of footloose version of the preacher's
right.
kid.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful father who was brilliant and really did a lot in our community for people to help them be well and be whole. I also had the genetics for alcoholism, and I was a pain in the booty sometimes, and I had the bright blue hair and the belligerent attitude, and that was my path for a while. Mm-hmm. But I think my father would laugh. He passed in his 60s. But I think he would get a big kick of the fact that then in my 40s, I ended up going to seminary and putting the reverend on my name, too.
I'm sure he's saying,
if you're going to talk about the prodigal daughter.
Yeah. I'm sure he's saying to himself, I could have told her that.
Oh, yeah.
I could have told her that.
And in the spirit of...
I try to tell my own steps on things, right? But we have to feel those stories. We have to live those stories.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just be told to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It absolutely.
Sink in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's why spiritual practice. That's why community. Why conversations like you and I are having today are so very important.
Very. You know, I love the cover of your book because I noticed the sheep. Rob and I often kid that, you know, at one time we considered ourselves sheeple, where we just followed the crowd and we were not individuated enough to really take up what we felt was our path, which we are now. And then one of your sheep has a unicorn on it. And so it's like a sheeplecorn or something. What is the significance of that?
She is. That's Unifred.
Unifred.
I name everything Fred. We don't know why, but every plant and every critter that comes to my home is named Fred. So this is Unifred.
Yeah.
And he's either a sheepicorn or a unisheep.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure we could call him either. But on the cover of the book, there are four characters. Three are white sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And in between them is this bright yellow sheepicorn, Unifred,
mm-hmm.
who has a big unicorn out of the horn out of the top of his head. And for me, what that represents is that we can be in community and also be our individuated selves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I at least got the message that to be unique and to be individual, I needed to push everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
And so that ability to stay within a community where I may not agree 100% all the time with everybody around me, and I still hold fast to what I find is my own individual path, but I can still do it in community. So that's what I'm trying to say in that statement.
Yeah. And, that's, you know, great. I actually named a very large plant that I thought was going to eat Cincinnati the Gilhoolies, because it got so big and it had offshoots of it that, you know. So
it was taking over.
Yeah, you're not the only one that, you know, likes to create strange names. But look, you structured this book in a specific way. So what are you hoping for the readers to get? How have you structured it to help them along this path?
Thank you. Yeah, it has three parts to it. The first part is where we look at what I call taking out the sacred trash. And so that's looking at some of the beliefs that you have or things you might have been carrying around that don't necessarily feel true anymore, but you may be holding on to them. And how do we do discernment around that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the first piece. And then the meat of the book is 21 days of spiritual practices. And these are from all sorts of different traditions. They don't require a specific belief system or you to be in a particular community to do them. But what they are is something you can do each day that's new, creative, a little curious. And if you don't like the way I've written it, I've also given you like 5 or 6 rebellious variations. So that idea that maybe you want to tweak it here or tweak it there. But each day has a different practice to do so that we deepen our perspective. And then at the last part of the book, what we do is look at purpose, look at what we're doing in our lives and whether we have, through spiritual practice, kind of figured out a little more about what it is that really brings us not only joy and bliss and wellness and wholeness, but how we can extend that beyond ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's kind of what I like to say, it's a really interactive book. It's been described as a little sweet, a little snarky.
Mm-hmm.
I love humor.
Mm-hmm.
I think humor is so important on our path.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of pop culture references. Like you said, Brenda, you got Obi-Wan Kenobi in there. I've got Yoda and Batman and Aslan. And, you know, they're right next to Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, and Lhasa.
Right.
So
yeah.
All these folks can intermingle with each other.
All of our favorite characters, by the way, because we are into the magical, the mystical, you know, the Harry Potters and Aslan and the witch wardrobe and all of that. I mean, we eat all of that up, and we're like you. We are avid book readers, and of course we have to be for the show.
Yeah,
we're doing a show 5 days a week. We're interviewing people. We actually read the material, so we've learned a lot. But I want to get back to your practices for a moment.
Sure.
I'm curious, which one of the practices you have might be one of your favorites?
Oh, it's such a hard question. And it probably differs day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the inspiration for this book of, I'm a person, I like to say I have minor and major fluctuations in my own force.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So my energy goes up, my energy goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes chase shiny things. Sometimes I can actually sit still for a long time. But that was really what kind of birthed this book, was being able to have a lot of variety. So if I'm in a high energy day, you know, I might like something more than a low energy day. But I think my favorite today would be what I call cat gazing.
Mm.
And that is how to meditate with our pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of skittish special needs cats. Mm. When I went to the ASPCA and got them, and they said, oh, they're special needs. And I said, so am I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sign me up.
But they had a lot of trauma from the shelter, and to learn how to meditate with them, and which also brings me some ease, doesn't take very long, and we can do it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the practices I really enjoy.
Well, you're talking my language, girl.
Yeah.
Because I adore cats, and we have a couple of animals. We have a dog and a cat, older, that we rescued that were special needs.
Yeah, the cat knew you were talking about her because
she wandered in and looked up
and said, oy vey.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? You know.
But when I meditate every morning, my cat is with me. She's right beside me. She snuggles in beside me, and we meditate together. And she purrs really loud, and there's something about that purr that is very meditative for me. I just love it. So you're right up my alley there, and especially when it comes to animals, because we're big animal lovers.
Yeah, we've talked to people for years about the importance of connecting with nature
mm-hmm.
because... it just, you know, whether you're walking the dog, and no walking the dog with your cell phone, okay?
Yeah,
that
please.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
See it so, all the time. Would like to shift
that
one.
That's a recipe for a twisted ankle right there. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's also, nobody, you just don't get what this is all about when, yeah. you know, when
it's
you're
It's for
doing
your
that,
animal, yeah. with your animal.
Yeah, and it's for you to have that time.
That
so,
connection, yeah.
Yeah, so it's important, then you don't have to be tied to the structure. Remember, we're talking to somebody who, you know, doesn't want to be pigeonholed, and you shouldn't either. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Sarah Bowen. We're talking about her book, Spiritual Rebel, A Positively Addictive Guide to Finding Deeper Perspective and Higher Purpose. So hang on. We'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
Then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year, it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50%. 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today and tuning in. And I mean more than tuning in on the airwaves, but tuning in into yourself, into your authentic self, the person that you are meant to be here and the service you're meant to give and the fun and joy you're meant to have, all of it wraps up in who you are. And maybe you're a spiritual rebel, like the one we are talking to today, which is Sarah Bowen, and her book is Spiritual Rebel. You can learn more about Sarah by going to thisissarahbowen.com. thisissarahbowen.com. And Sarah, we're having a great conversation with you. And one of the questions we wanted to ask you is, what do you mean by God optional?
When I started working on the book, one of the things that I started rubbing up against with people was this kind of the associations that we hold around the word God. For some people, that's a very comfortable word. It's a meaningful word, and there's no problem. For other people, that word isn't meaningful at all. There might be another word that is, mm-hmm. or there may be some baggage around the word G, and so, or the G word.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some baggage around it because, you know, there was a time for me in the 80s where I was told that, you know, God didn't like this and God didn't like that. And I thought probably God didn't like me,
mm-hmm.
You know, and started to put some associations together. So when I started my spiritual journey, I really had to look at that. And so I started to assemble this list. And in the book, in the back, are over 200 terms that I called G-word alternatives. And so we can find words like the force or energy or spirit or Krishna or Allah or any of these kind of different words that we use in different cultures and different traditions.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It's also possible to be spiritual saying, I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mystery, or I refuse to define it. Or my Taoist friends say anytime we come up with a word, it's not that. The word that can be named is not the eternal word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to do with Spiritual Rebel was open it wide open. So whether you believe in something that has form or doesn't have form, you call it with a word that begins with G or F or D. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that we're still connecting mm-hmm. to something that's more expansive than ourselves
mm-hmm.
With whichever word we use. But mm-hmm. we don't get tied down in, I believe in this word, and you believe in that word, and therefore we're separate.
Right? Yeah.
Back to what Rob was talking about
mm-hmm.
before, underneath it, we probably aren't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, going back to Teilhard Chardin, again, that underneath it all, that urge to unite is not just that, but it's, you know, it's the concept that we've been talking about for some time, which is difficult, you know, like in The Course in Miracles, that there's really only one of us, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult concepts, but we still feel that there's something there.
Yeah, so. What's so interesting to me is how often we forget that we all have the same organs, hearts, you know, brains, lungs, that type of thing. We all have flesh and blood when we're in human form. We all breathe the same air, that kind of thing. And yet we, you know, there's this tendency to want to separate out and be, you know, that you're not that. And we have more, I think, more commonalities in some ways than we do differences.
Yeah, because you could get like I like the 200 words or more for God, because you mm-hmm. could get exhausted trying to blame all 200, right?
You could. And one of my favorite ones that's in there is the word herald.
Yes.
And I met a woman in her 80s who, when she does prayer, she prays to herald.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her why, and she explained when she was teaching her granddaughter how to pray, because she's from a tradition that prays. And she said, you know, our Father who art in heaven, herald be thy name. And, you know, it sounds like a joke from the newspaper, right?
Yeah.
This was her experience. And it took, and because of her connection with her granddaughter in that moment, you know, she kept the word Harold. Mm-hmm. And that's what she uses, and that's what's fabulous.
Well, I'm surprised you're not calling God Fred. You call everything
right?
Fred.
Yeah. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I might have to look at that. But mm-hmm. I found that when our language is able to be fluid, mm-hmm. when I can use this word today or this word in that circumstance, or when I have that fluidity, it goes in a little bit more into shared experience. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I think, just like you were talking about how we have the same organs, we all also have some shared experiences. We've experienced love, we've experienced pain, joy, sadness, mm-hmm. all of these. Mm-hmm. And many of us have experienced some sort of connection that's kind of beyond the human body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how we talk about that experience, it's really hard.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Well, right? Hang on to that thought. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I just remind you, the website's ConsciousTalk.net. And, you know, we have recordings there from a number of years. We've been doing this show for over 18 years, but we keep at least 2 or 3 years on the archives. And, of course, the podcast is free, whether you podcast on your own device through our site or whether you go to podcast1/conscious-talk. It's easy. You know, we stream live, and as well as we're broadcast live, and our hometown is Seattle. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michelson. Today we're chatting with one of our favorite people, one of our new favorite people, Sarah Bowen. She wrote Spiritual Rebel. It's a positively addictive guide to finding deeper perspective and a higher purpose.
Yeah, and if we're all one, we're not really fickle. So,
so
you
true.
Can look at it that way.
Yeah. So, Sarah, I'm curious, because you were raised by a preacher, a minister, and you are considered a spiritual rebel, but you also attended interfaith seminary. How did this affect your rebelliousness, the intersection of religion and spirituality?
Well, what it did, what it most interestingly did, was it taught me that a lot of the people that kind of started many of our spiritual traditions were indeed rebels themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to see, as I dug into each one of these sacred texts and these different traditions and how things started, that very often people had, you know, rebelliousness in there. Mm-hmm. And so when I changed the conversation from being about what I thought other people thought to what I was learning myself, it really changed things for me. So at the at One Spirit Interfaith where I attended, you know, we took the time to go through and talk to different people from different spiritual traditions to learn about them. Now I like to say I've lodged with Lakotas, I've whirled with Sufis, you know, I've hit my knees with Muslims. I've done all of these different experiences. And so by learning them firsthand, what I like to call sacred space crashing, going to somebody's church or synagogue or meditation center and saying, hey, can I experience this with you? Mm-hmm. It widened me. And so it allowed me to be a rebel, but in an important way, I'm a rebel that's working for as opposed to a rebel that's working against.
There you go. That is such a powerful point to make. When you're standing for something as opposed to fighting against something,
that's the shift. Because when I was 13 and had blue hair and was chasing sex, drugs, and rock and roll to fill the hole inside of me, I was about what's against and pushing everyone away. And now my rebelliousness is how inclusive can I be?
Because that, and you know, we used to say that when we looked at the people would say, well, what's the difference between religion and spirituality? And we used to just say, and we continue pretty much to say the same thing. For us, religion was the quote politics of God, and spirituality was the experience. And I don't know if that flies with you, but, you know, that's kind of helped us draw a line. It doesn't mean that we leave out religion, but we kind of prefer the experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we wrestle our way through words, each in a way that works for us. And I spent a lot of my early spiritual journey saying I was spiritual but not religious.
Right.
And then I met a woman who said to me, you know, she said, after I'd done a speaking event, she said, I identify as religious, and I need you to know how it feels to me when you say you're spiritual but not religious. Because you don't say that you're a brunette, not a blonde, and you don't say that you're a woman but not a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me in a hard way. And so I said, yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I need to dig into that a little bit. So I think we have to, you know, we each have to dig into these words and what they mean for us. I think I've reclaimed some of the things that I rejected from the R word before. And, you know, and I've been able to come to terms with where my life now includes both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's also some stuff I don't like in both, right? And
oh, of course.
Experience.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that what I now apply when I talk about religious, it's more like religiousness, and I call it practice. That's the good part of it, is that it's good to have a practice. And we say practice, especially when it comes to your spiritual practices, because, you know, it's important to have that space.
Totally agree. And that experience allows us also to really kind of be as whole as we can, because the more that we reject and put outside of us, the more we start to talk about shadow, and the more we need to read a little more Jung, right? And figure out how we grasp with all these things. And I think that's part of the journey.
It's interesting.
Individual.
Yes, and it's really interesting. I spoke to a group of, a couple hundred people at a Unity Church in Seattle when Rob and I first moved up here. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing my experience of going through cancer 3 times and refusing to do the chemo and the radiation, was given a year to live. And at that point, it was like, 12 years out or something. And I used the word God several times. And when I say God, for me, that's inclusive. That's Jesus, Mother Mary, angels, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of the umbrella that I was using. And I got out to the parking lot, and 5 women, older women, who I had noticed in the church, I could feel kind of a sense of energy coming from this one corner, and it was kind of pushing at me. I noticed that because I'm very energetically sensitive. And here these 5 women came, and it was that same energy. And they were very upset with me that I was using the word God, and I wasn't talking about Jesus. And so, and they were pretty upset. And I took a moment to explain that, wow, I was really surprised because to me, God encompassed all that is. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's that energy, healing energy, loving energy, whatever. And I, you know, I thought, well, I'll just explain that and they'll be fine with it. And they really weren't. And finally, the parking security guard came over and asked me if I needed to be rescued because they were so upset. And yeah, I actually told them I needed, yeah, they needed to go away. So he sent them away. Go ahead.
We inherit so much.
Mm-hmm.
We inherit so much. And so I think keeping up these conversations, I think also for us, such an important practice is to look at when we're talking to each other, when we're hearing someone else speak, when we feel that anxiety build within us because of the words someone has used, that there's often a piece in there for our own discernment of what is it about this word?
Mm-hmm.
And what am I attaching to it? And might I want to do a little reflection around this or take this into practice or get some more definitions? You know, I had such big problems myself with the G word, and I started to look up everybody else's definition.
Mm.
And I had these beautiful ones that came up. God is a process. God is a verb. God is, you know, God is the initial singularity of physics. You know, I put
right
them in the book. Right? And so as I started to deepen, you know, all and collect other perspectives that, there's so few of us that think that God is, you know, what is painted on the top of the Sistine Chapel, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Renaissance painters did us a little disservice when they anthropomorphized so much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have to keep in conversation with each other, and hopefully it doesn't get to the point where we need parking lot attendants. but we need to keep the conversation going because we may say something and we don't mean what other people hear.
Right.
Right.
Well,
no, that's important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, or what they say, we can go back to that reflective nature of all of our relationships. What they say is something, if it bothers us, it's something that exists within us because, you know, we're connected.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had to take a look at that one, which I certainly did. Anyway, we've got less than a minute, and maybe in 30, 40 seconds, you could sum up for us what you would offer someone if they're starting out on this quest.
I would say be curious and courageous.
Mm.
Yeah. Try things that look interesting to you. Set aside what your expectation is for what a practice is supposed to do for you, and just try it out. Give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah.
Amen to that one.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of advice.
Well, folks, we highly recommend you pick up Spiritual Rebel, a positively addictive guide to finding deeper perspective and higher purpose. And check out Sarah Bowen's website, which is thisissarahbowen.com.
And remember,
and Sarah has an H.
Yes,
yes.
And Sarah
yes,
has
does.
An H. Yes, she
S-A-R-A-H.
Does.
Yes, it does, Sarah Bowen. And just want to remind you, if you want to purchase the book, you can do it right off our site on her guest page. Just click on the book title. It will take you right to Amazon.com. Sarah, thank you so very, very much for the wonderful book and the work you're doing in the world. Really appreciate it. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite Gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.